Jones of Squidsville. A smashing play right through the center of the line for a gain of, just a second, I'll give it to you exactly now. A gain of 4 yards. Jones, Squidsville's new halfback, again carrying the ball. It's second down now for Squidsville, and the ball is right on the Academy's 5-yard line.
That fella Jones seems to be doing it all.
Teams are in the huddle now. Come out of the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. The Squidsville Hooters are shouting for a touchdown, but there's only a few seconds, 4.5. And there they go! Jones again, right through the center of that line, but he failed again. The stone wall was up. He failed again, and there's the end of the half. The score is nothing to nothing. You're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to a broadcast of the postseason game between the Academy and Squidsville High.
Oh, see, Ab, answer the phone there, would you?
Well, why don't you answer? It's your turn to answer.
Because I want to listen to the game. Now, go ahead and answer. You don't care nothing about football, no how. Go on.
Ah, shucks.
Well?
Start talking. How's that? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Wait a second. Hey, turn off that dad during radio, will you?
Yes, well, hurry up then. Find out who it is and what they want. The second half will be starting in a minute.
Hello? Oh, you ain't, huh? No, we ain't seen them neither. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well give up. The game's half over anyhow. Yeah, so long.
Who was it?
That's Professor Thistlewaite. Says he can't find hide and hair of Hector.
Oh, that's certainly a shame, Ab. Hector was just eating his heart out to play in that darn game, and now he can play, and they can't find him.
Yeah, and I bet you if Hector was playing, he'd fix that Jones fella pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that, Zeb. Hector just wouldn't mess around with him a bit.
Yes. You know, I wonder who that Jones fella is, anyhow. I don't recollect ever hearing of him before.
Maybe he's that professional player Squidgeville snuck into the game.
Oh, he couldn't be the professional player. Don't you remember? The professional player's name is Newcomer. Newcomer. Besides, he was supposed to stop in here before he went up the athletic field, and he ain't been in yet. I reckon he ain't going to show up at all.
Yeah, and he'd better not, if he knows what's good for him. Him or that Coach Slade of Squidgeville, neither. The dad rather sneak, telling us to call him Pal. Pal. And all the while, he's working us to get the Academy signals for him.
Mm.
You know what I hope? I hope the Academy beats the tar out of Squidgeville.
Sort of changing your tune, ain't you? I thought you said football was a darn fool's game. I thought you said you didn't care who beat.
Well, it is a darn fool's game. Anybody that listens to it's crazy. And I don't give a darn who beats. Just as long as it ain't Squidgeville.
Mm. You know, Ab, The sort of tough part about the whole business is Mr. McCarr. Just think, coming all the way from New Orleans to see the Academy beat Squidsville, and then Squidsville just runs away with a game.
Well, they ain't run away with it yet.
Oh, but they will. Why, that fella Jones just had everything his own darn way. He can score whenever he wants to. The Academy ain't got a chance, tell you.
Say, you better turn that radio on there, and the second half will be starting, and we'll be missing it.
Well, what do you care? I thought nobody but a darn fool listened to a football game.
Yeah, sure. What else is there to do around here?
Mm.
As long as you're a big enough fool to turn on the set, I gotta listen.
Yes, well, let's see now if I can get this darn thing going here.
Say, Mr. Wetterbaum, can I listen
Hector
to your...
Hector Smith!
Well, by the Ginger River.
Hector Smith, where in position are you being?
Oh, shoot. I've decided to leave town.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had to come back to hear the game.
Leave town?
You see, I feel
town
pretty sad.
Well, listen, Professor Thistlewaite's looking all over for you. You passed the examination.
Yes, you dad darn fool. Get up to the game.
Get out of here and get up there. You can play. They're waiting for you.
Yes, yeah, but don't stand there.
I tell you, you passed the examination and you can play, Hector. Professor Thistlewaite said so himself. Go on, get out of here.
Yes, but...
Darn your hide, Hector. Are you deep? I said...
Don't mess with him, Zeb. Let's run him up there.
Yeah, now, wait. Listen here, Hector. Listen. There was a mistake.
A mistake?
Yes. You thought you didn't pass that examination, but you did. You did, and you can play.
Yes, but say, you wouldn't fool me, would you, Mr. Winterbottom?
Fool you?
I ain't fooling you. But I'll skin you alive if you don't get up there and get into that game.
Oh, gosh. I'll go up there right away.
Yes, sir. Yes, you'd better. Squidville's beating the pants off the academy.
But the score is tied. Nothing to nothing.
Yes, and the first half's already over.
Nothing to nothing, huh?
Yes.
Nothing to nothing.
That's what it is.
Well, Hector Smith will remedy that. Squidville is just as good as defeated right now. Its proud name dragged into the dust. I'll go up there just as soon as I stop in at the Corn Center Hotel.
Wait. There ain't no time for that, Hector. I tell you, the first half's already over. What you stopping at the hotel for?
To get my mask off.
Oh, yes, but after you... Oh, the darn fool. Mascot. What good will a mascot do him if the game's over before he gets there? You'll never make it. Never in the wide world, I tell you, Eb.
Well, dang him. If he don't get there in time to beat Squidville, Zeb, I'll lambaste the tarnation life out of him. Turn on that radio. Let's see what's happening.
Yes, I bet you the second half's already started by now.
Shut. Who's that now? Oh, is someone coming in here?
Keep your shirt on. Yes, sir. There's something we can do for you. We're pretty busy today. We ain't got much time to sell things.
You're no more of a hurry than I am, my man. I've been shouting so loudly that I'm afraid I have a case of laryngitis.
What's he want, Zeb?
Says he's got a case of laryngitis.
Well, tell him to pet it someplace else. We don't want none.
But, see here,
even
you...
if we did want some, mister, we couldn't use a half case. Now, you'd better just...
I'm talking about my larynx. My larynx. What can you give me for it?
Well, what model is it? We don't really...
No. Can't you understand my larynx? It has a tendency to inflame when...
What'd you say it is?
Inflame.
Inflame? Must think we're a couple of fools there trying to tell us the car is burning up.
But I'm not trying to...
Yes, now listen. If you ain't got sense enough to carry insurance on it, don't come around trying to slick rush into taking the loss.
But I...
And we're pretty busy now, mister. Anyhow, you better go...
Say, will you give me a chance to tell you what I want?
Well, go ahead. Who's hindering you?
I want...
You've been talking for 5 minutes and you still ain't said nothing. If you can't say it, sing it.
Oh, I...
Never mind the tune, just give us the words.
The hole, the
iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket.
You fellas are crazy. You're crazy. That's a fine way to treat us. A newcomer to your...
What's that? What'd you say?
I said a newcomer.
Newcomer?
Newcomer.
Newcomer?
Newcomer.
Grab him, Eb. It's newcomer. Grab him.
Let go of me. Let go of me. I've got to get to the game. Let me loose.
You ain't going to that game. Hold him, Eb. Hold him there.
No. Let me go. Help.
What'll I do with him?
Put him in the back room and lock the door when the game's over. That's the thing to do.
Help.
Shut up and come on.
Wait.
Lock the door on them,
Charlie. Now, turn on that radio set.
Yes.
Let's see if Hector got there.
Well, I'll see what I can get from
him
now.
Burn it.
He's fighting on the bed.
We got him anyway. Turn it on. Can't you work it?
And here it comes now, arriving for the last 5 minutes of play, Hector Smith.
Hooray!
He got there.
Hector Smith, and he's carrying a small box under his arm. I can't quite figure out what it is. Just a moment. My observer says that the Academy mascot is in it.
Mascot?
The mascot is in the box, and Smith is going to release it after this play. Teams are lining up now. Signals are called. Smith has released the mascot. It's a little animal. It looks like a cat from here. A black and white cat, but... It isn't a cat. It isn't a cat. The whole field is in a panic. Players rushing in all directions. It isn't a cat. It's a great Scott. There goes Smith with the ball. Smith has the ball now. Nobody's paying any attention to him. He's going. He's on his way. Great to the field. A touchdown. Yes. He's going to be... Yes, he's going to touchdown for the Academy.
Eb, it's a touchdown. Hector made a touchdown.
Hooray!
wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going up to the Academy to see the celebration.
Well, wait. Wait till I turn off the dad-gurn radio. Wait for me.